Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, my friends, good morning. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
This morning when you walked out the door, did you think, wow, this isn't mid-May, it's like mid-October?
You know, at my first meeting this morning, one of the gals walking in said that she put her winter coat away and she refuses to get it back out.
I know a lot of people kind of in that realm. Scott Nicholson in Richland Wilkin Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you on board.
Good to be back.
You've got a whole page of notes here.
I do have a whole page of notes. I said off air before we came on that I'm not going to regurgitate all of this word for word. So I'm gonna try and be concise.
All right. Don't make me pull out the timer.
let's hope not.
Right. What do you got? What's happening with the foundation, which is always a loaded question.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking me. May is grant decision month. So listeners last month probably heard me bring it up that we're in grant mode, and I was encouraging nonprofits to apply. Excuse me. And we have 15 applications for the spring round that we're going to decision next week. And what I thought I'd do today, if you would be so kind as to allow me, I want to repeat a couple of stats from last month.
Yeah.
And then I want to get into just a little bit of a discussion of kind of show some examples of who has applied, what they're applying for, and really try and get the public to understand how tough of a job the advisory committee has.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where there's really no wrong answer, which makes it more difficult. You know, so so just to kind of to repeat from last month, this organization, Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, in its existence, 41 years, has provided $750,000 of grants back to nonprofit organizations, government-supported entities like parks and schools and libraries and so forth. Now, the majority of that today has come from our endowment fund, but catching up is the annual fund that we started around, I think the first grants were paid around 2020.
Okay.
That fund came from our United Way legacy history. They have a much more raise the money this year, give it out next year type of procedure, if you will. And so we have been raising monies annually, giving those back the next year. And that's why that fund is catching up with the endowment so quickly. So, I mean, but between the three different areas that we grant from, the endowment area, the annual area, and then our Power of 100, over $750,000 back into Richland and Wilkin.
That is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Now, to give you an example, if you're on the committee, here's what you're faced with. You've got 15 applications to review for the spring process. The total amount requested is $106,750. Okay, now
for this round
only.
Okay,
and just for Richland Wilkin, this extends on to the other foundations that we work with as well. Richland Wilkin has budgeted for the year $80,000, and we're going to probably split that about down the middle between the spring and the fall process. It doesn't have to be exact. If we decide to go a little over or under, we can.
But close, yeah.
But close, yep. So think of it as around $40,000. That we're going to allocate on total requests of 106. That's pretty common to have about 2 to 3 times to the requests in what you have available. So I'm going to give you some examples of some of the applications that we see. And then I don't need you to say it out loud, but I want you to think about how would I determine who would get money, who would get grant awards, and who would I have to say no to?
All right. You'll be able to read it in my face, by the way.
Okay. Okay. No poker face for Bill?
No.
Okay. So we have a group of regulars that apply with us perennially. Okay. And out of that group, this process, Headwaters Music Festival, wonderful July festival for the region. Red Door Art Gallery has applied twice, once to paint the interior of the building and the other for their Fine Arts Festival, which we've been supporters of the gallery several times. Richland Wilkin Kinship has applied for their mentoring programs. The Breckenridge Family Community Center has applied for their teen and youth programs. And then a place for friends in Breckenridge has applied to provide rural transport for their club members. Okay, so some very good regular applicants there. Now, this process, we've got a few new ones and some that I would say maybe they've applied before, but maybe not quite as often.
Mm-hmm.
we have two from Lidgerwood in this process. The library is looking for funds to buy more books and purchase some technology. Their museum has applied. They're looking to do a kitchen remodel. Morton Park Board is looking to install multi-use sport courts in their parks. And then Winemere Senior Center is looking to build a new facility. So we've got applications from across the two counties.
Right.
All very good organizations.
And worthy.
And worthy. All very viable.
However,
who do you say no to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so when a committee member or a possible committee member and I are visiting, I will tell them the hardest part of this job is the grant side of it.
I don't doubt it.
Because we can, event fundraising is difficult, but if you bear down, you can get it done. But how do you make those grant decisions? How do you say no to somebody that has a worthy project? You know, now, fortunately for me as a director, I know that we've got, for example, a number of private donor advised funds that may pick up some of this.
Okay.
You know, there are other entities in the region that do some of their own granting, whether it's a corporation or something, you know, on that along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But what it says to me, and what I kind of keep repeating to people who will listen, is you know, it shows that the need is great. We're certainly very appreciative of all of our donors and the funds that we are able to raise, but it just shows that there's still work to be done.
Right.
You know, we need to find more donors all the time. We need our events like a golf scramble we were talking about off air. We need those to be successful, need people to participate in those, because we've got so many really good applicants, really good projects, really good organizations. We want to support them all.
Right.
We just need the funds to do it.
Okay, let me ask you this, because you're statewide with this, Scott. Are other towns, other communities, did they have this much coming at them? Or is it just because I can't get over how many things are going on, how many nonprofits we have here, and again, how many worthy causes we have. Is that sort of across the board?
Yeah, you know, I would say what we see here in Richland-Wilkin is pretty consistent. Like I said earlier, it's pretty common for my different advisory committees to have about 2.5 to 3 times the requests, dollars, as there are funds available. Even in my largest funds, Lisbon and Milner, for example, they still today do not have enough to satisfy the need. Now, part of that is because those nonprofits and those organizations have caught up. You know, when those funds were first, when they first received that large gift and those spendable balances started to come up, maybe the nonprofits weren't catching up and they weren't doing as big a projects and so forth.
Right.
But they're aware of the fund now. And so they ask. The other thing that we do see, unfortunately, is we will get what I call a broadcast applicator, where it's a grant writer doing their job. They're applying to every grant process that we have as a statewide organization. And sometimes they don't get approved locally because the committee, really, the ultimate decision that the committee is trying to make is which grant will have the greatest impact. And so if there's an application that comes from outside the area, and maybe they're trying to expand their program to this area,
mm-hmm.
but if they're not currently here and impacting residents now, it's difficult for the advisory committee to say yes.
I'll bet it is.
At that point.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you're faced with, you know, the context of all the other applications,
mm-hmm.
you know, so is it consistent? Yeah, I say it's pretty consistent. If anything, it's job security for me. There's always there's always going to be a new project that that an organization is looking to do or build or enhance. There's always a need for some of our more vulnerable residents to, you know, they need support with food pantry, mentoring, prevention, survivor services. Those things are always going to be there. And so, yeah, it's pretty consistent. But what we like to see is if our community foundations can continue to grow, if we can continue to get support from those residents that can give, then we can continue to satisfy at least some of that demand.
Absolutely. Scott Nicholson in with our little reality check. What what else do you got?
Nothing. I think next month, June, we're going to look forward to talking about the golf scramble.
That's going to be huge. Yep.
I think I'm going to have a couple of special guests with me.
Okay,
so
good.
It might be a little more crowded in here.
That's fine. We got room.
No, I always enjoy having more folks. So. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll look forward to coming back in June and talking about the golf scramble.
All right, Scott. Looking forward to that conversation. Thanks for stopping in, my friend.
Thanks
Scott
for having
Nicholson,
me.
Richland Wilkin Foundation, our monthly chat. 918 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing.